Title: Delaware Court of Chancery clarifies that management cannot unilaterally curtail a director's access to corporation's privileged information. Content: In Re WeWork Litigation, 2020 Delegat CH Lexis 270, Delegat CH August 21, 2020, Bouchard, C. The Delaware Court of Chancery considered an issue of first impression. Does the management of a Delaware corporation have the unilateral authority to preclude a director from obtaining the corporation's privileged information? The court held it cannot. The directors of Delaware corporations are entitled to share in legal advice the corporation receives and, subject to limited exceptions not at issue in WeWork, cannot be prevented from accessing the corporation's privileged information. In 2019, the board of the We Company, WeWork or the company, formed a two-person special committee which entered into a master transaction agreement, whereby the company would tender shares to SoftBank Group Corporation and SoftBank Vision Fund, AIVM1, LP, collectively, SoftBank, in exchange for $3 billion in funding. When the board formed the special committee, it specifically determined that the directors on the committee were free of any material conflict of interest relating to a potential transaction, SoftBank and WeWork founder, Adam Neumann. The tender offer was scheduled to close on April 1, 2020, but SoftBank terminated agreement, asserting that certain closing conditions had not been satisfied. On April 7, 2020, the special committee filed an action on behalf of WeWork against SoftBank alleging that it, breached its obligations to use its reasonable best efforts to consummate the transactions contemplated in the master transaction agreement and, two, breached its fiduciary duties as the controlling stockholder by failing to consummate the transaction. On April 17, 2020, SoftBank moved to dismiss the complaint and sent a letter to the board asserting that the special committee should be prohibited from continuing the litigation because its members were allegedly conflicted. The special committee rejected these claims in its own letter to the board. At the time the competing letters were sent, the board consisted of 8 directors, including 4 SoftBank designees and the 2 special committee members. By a vote of 6-2, with the special committee members voting against, the board authorized management to engage an executive search firm to identify 2 candidates for appointment to the board on a temporary basis, the new committee, to address the proper scope of the special committee's authority to direct WeWork's litigation against SoftBank. The special committee requested information regarding the steps taken to identify these new directors and management's discussions concerning this process, including discussion between management, on the one hand, and the company's inside counsel and outside counsel, Skadden, ARPs, Slate, Maher and Flom LLP, Skadden. Despite opposition by the special committee, the board ultimately formed the new committee, which hired separate counsel and produced a report concluding that the special committee did not have authority to initiate the litigation against SoftBank. The company followed the recommendation of the new committee and filed a motion to dismiss its complaint. Management joined this motion and also requested dismissal of the lawsuit. The special committee sought discovery to oppose the motion to dismiss, asking for, among other things, management's communications with Skadden and inside counsel regarding the decision to form the new committee. Management opposed the discovery, claiming that, 1, the special committee was adverse to the company, 2, the special committee could not reasonably expect to receive advice from company counsel concerning the new committee, and, 3, management had a reasonable expectation of confidence vis-à-vis the special committee to which it was adverse. In response, the special committee argued that it was entitled to the requested information because the board, not management, is responsible for overseeing the affairs of the corporation. The special committee also claimed it was not adverse to the company. The Court of Chancery ruled in favor of the special committee. As a threshold matter, the general rule is that a director's right to information is essentially unfettered in nature. A. Corporation cannot assert the privilege to deny a director access to legal advice furnished to